Proclamation number 7840 of 3rd of March, 1961. Serving in must law. Serving in love. Everything you see around you strives towards perfection, for the whole of creation contains fallen spiritual substances which, dissolved into countless particles, wander through the individual works of creation with the aim of returning to me from whom they once originated. I saw these creations as suitable to change the former resistance of the spiritual substance, and an ascending development will always be recorded in creation because this spiritual substance fulfills my will in the law of compulsion, because it also fulfills the law of eternal order in the law of compulsion, because it serves. Serving is an act of love. Although love as such does not really break through in the law of compulsion, the once fallen being nevertheless slowly inserts itself into the fundamental law of eternal order again, and thereby the distance from me decreases, so that it can then once again gain possession of free will and now serves of its own accord. Which then, however, also requires love, and this brings the once fallen being back to me again, because through love it unites with me again as the original source of love. Everything you see around you is developing upwards, but you yourselves, the human being who is now the spirit being endowed with free will, can also bring this upward development to a standstill if you fail, if you do not serve in love, in free will. And thereby you can jeopardize the whole course of upward development beforehand, you can sink back into the abyss again. And I would like to protect you from this, but I myself cannot determine your will, I can only present the effect of it to you, warn and admonish you and help you if you are of good will. And again you should look at the creation around you and remember that you have already overcome everything, that you are of service because every work of creation has its purpose, and that you thereby attained a degree of maturity which earned you the grace of embodiment as a human being. And you should thank me with all your heart that I made this degree of maturity possible for you, and you should love me for it. And you would soon also reach your aim, you would soon unite with me and be blissfully happy. But if you keep yourselves distant from me, and you do, if you live along without love and without thoughts of me, then you are in utmost danger of sinking back and having to cover the whole long path of your ascent development once again. And this is a state of unimaginable agony and darkness for you. But as a human being you are able to change this state and acquire light and bliss. Use this time of grace for yourselves, think of yourselves and your fate after the death of your body, and eagerly work on the transformation of your soul, so that you still discard your unspiritual urges, so that you change yourselves into love. For then you will also take on the original nature again which was your state before your past apostasy from me, and you will also be able to enjoy light and bliss as you once did in the beginning. For I want you to come out of your state of wretchedness because I love you, and therefore I also let you take this long path of development in order to help you attain the highest possible maturity, but which you now have to increase yourselves in free will as a human being in order to be completely united with me again. I was your starting point, and irrevocably you must also return to me again. And once you have reached your aim you will also be immeasurably happy and sing my praises and thanks that my infinite love did not let you fall, even though you voluntarily left me. But you determine the duration of your distance from me yourselves and thus also your return, which I do not force out of my love and my power, because you are free, divine creatures who are therefore also free to determine yourselves. But my love is boundless and will always help you to reach your aim as long as you are of good will. Amen.